Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the First Colony Church of Christ, to our second service here today, where we celebrate God's good work, and especially so is His good work that's ongoing in Uganda, but we celebrate 20 years of ministry there, and we just praise God for every good thing that's going on. And here you see a number of our missionaries, a number of members of our missionary families, not all of whom have served there. There are others who unfortunately could not be here this weekend, but this entire group, they've spent time in Uganda. And Shane, let me just sort of turn it over to you for a moment. Would you introduce this group to everyone?
Sure. So here we have Nick and Renee Fouts. Okay. And we have, you're going to have to hold your applause, and we don't want it to go to Nick's head anyway, so just we'll do this. Nick and Renee Fouts, Micah and Avery are here. Luke and Elizabeth are not here today. They're off. I'm Shane and Carol Gage, and this is our daughter Ashley. We know most, and or if not many of you, so we're here. Danny and Amy Naramore, and we have Savannah, Sarah Nell, John David, and Lane and Michael are in childcare right now. We have Will and Shauna Tucker. We have Gaines. We have Anna. We have Layla and Tripp as well with us. And then not present today, not able to meet us with us today is Jay and Andrea Baker. They'll be up on screen in a second with Kurt, Hannah, James, and Davis. Brett and Diane Lindsay, Katie, Kristen, and Kayla. Scott and Emily Glisson. Got to hold on for this one. Preston, Tripp, Briley, Harper, Ansley, Brooks, Hudson, Miller, and Shepherd. And then Theron and Sarah Hutton. Campbell, Claire, Nolan, Lydia, Elliot, Cable, Ezekiel. And wait, there's more. We have Andrew and Amy Jo Martin, Anaya, Evan, Naomi, Aaron, and Madeline, and they are the ones who are still in Uganda right now, actually still doing the work, so thankful for them. And then we have been, we also have not here with us today, Lori Earls, and then we've been blessed by team teachers who came to teach our kids over the years, and Beth, Amy, Stacy, Betsy, Desiree, and Anita could not be here, but we do have Terry Taylor. She's sitting over there. Terry, wave. She's one of our team teachers, and we're so glad she's here. So that's everybody.
Okay, hey, let's just give a big round of applause to this fine group of missionaries and their service. Wonderful. Yeah. And before they sit down, I also want to recognize another group. I want you to stand up and just sort of remain standing, and that would be all of you who have served on our missions committee over the last 20 years at some point. If you've been on our missions committee, you've had a hand in working with this Uganda team, would you please stand? Just stand right where you are. There we go. Very, very good. Keep standing. Keep standing. Keep standing, please. There you go. Keep standing. Don't sit down. Keep standing. Very, very good. Now, also, let me ask another group. If you have visited Uganda, you've gone maybe on your own, or you've gone with one of our short-term mission trips, you've spent time serving in Uganda, you've gone over to visit, be a part of this work, maybe for 2 days, maybe for 2 weeks, maybe for 2 months, would you please stand up? There you go. Keep standing. There you go. Look around, look around, keep standing. Fantastic. All right, everybody, thank you so very, very much. Go ahead and be seated. You can go ahead and return to your seats. And I'm going to ask Will and Grant and Nick and Shane to join me here on stage. And I get to do the fun part and ask them several questions this morning. And Nick and Shane, I want to start with you because you two guys had a chance just recently. To create havoc with our sound system. You two guys just recently had an opportunity to go back to Uganda after 20 years, and you guys have been away now for several years, but you had a chance to go back and sort of be there and taste what's going on now at the 20-year mark. Give us your reactions, your impressions after being there recently for this 20-year celebration.
It was an incredible trip going back and being able to go back together, just to go and see It was such a joy to see how the churches were doing. You know, we've made trips by ourselves back to visit, but it was to go together was such a treat. We had not spent, Jay, Nick, and I, the three original missionaries that went to help start the work, we'd not been back in the village together in a while. And it was so fun. It was such a joy to see our brothers and sisters, and they were so thrilled to see us, and it was like the best family reunion ever. It was a blessing to go together and experience. So thank you, First Colony, for sending us. That was incredible. But really, God, we like to say he bestowed his favor upon that trip because we were blessed to be able to see how things are going now and to really go and talk to them. They'd been having a famine there. It had not rained for a long, long time. The morning of they had their own 20, we had our 20-year celebration there in January, and on that Sunday, the day of the big party, it poured rain for hours, and it was such a blessing, and they were so happy, and they said, oh, rain is here, God is blessing us, and then the clouds cleared, and what you saw at the end of that video was the part where everyone just jumped up and started dancing and singing, and the joy was just overflowing at just being together and enjoying God's favor. So it was an incredible time.
That's wonderful. Nick, what would you add?
Yeah, I mean, adding on to that, it was just such an incredible time. I think my back is still sore from all of the loving pinches I got. That's what they do in that culture. They'll come up behind you and hug you and pinch your back if they're excited to see you. So it was such a sweet reunion to have. And on that day of celebration, as Shane was describing, it was a joy to be able to stand up alongside a people who celebrated together the saving work of Christ. Not just for them, but in our lives as well. That song that you saw us singing on the video, kind of celebrating and dancing, was a song that says, Signoria, I'm not the one you used to know because of Jesus in my life. And I stood up and I said, I am not the same man that I was 10 years ago when I was in this country. And because of Jesus, I am being transformed and changed. And if you want to sing that and join us in that celebration, then come forward. And we did, and it was such an amazing time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, you know, some of you may be new to us here at the First Colony Church of Christ. Nick, just very briefly, explain to them this particular mission. It was to a particular group of people within Uganda.
Yeah, that's right. The country of Uganda is broken up into people groups. There's about 40 or so different languages in the country. And we focused in on, very early on, one specific people group called the Onkoli people. They live in the southwestern part of Uganda. We learned their language and culture as best we could and sought to really express Christ in that culture.
Okay. And Will, talk to us a little bit about the future. What sort of excites you, gives you a great sense of peace and optimism as you look at the future of these Onkoli churches?
Well, you know, you guys sent us over there to fix all the stuff that these guys started.
Exactly.
Good
job.
And so...
Good luck with that.
Gave us a big task. But no, in all seriousness, it was a true blessing. And the thing that excites me most, as I sat there and watched Pastor Noe share again, I was mentored by that man in my time that I was there. The church is at a point where it has leaders that are not only being mentored by us coming over and others, but that they're ready to be mentoring other people. And so I have great hope in the ownership that I'm seeing them take in leading their churches and leading their communities into that deeper transformative relationship with Christ. And so that's the thing I think for me, you know, being there 5 years at the beginning till the end of our time there and seeing where they're at, it's just really exciting to see and a lot of hope for the future.
Because one of the original aims and purposes in this mission effort was to make sure that the churches became dependent on indigenous leadership, not so much on the missionary presence. And praise God for that. Now, Grant, you had a chance not only to go over with one of our senior classes and visit in Uganda, but you also did a summer internship there. Talk just very briefly about that and its ongoing impact on you and even the trajectory of your life and your own ministry.
Absolutely. Well, it was, come on, check. All right, we're coming in. It was a huge impact, being able to go live with these missionaries and just get to see their lives. And I mean, I think probably the one biggest takeaway was just the vision that it cast for me and being able to lead my family. And it was the specific call that God had given each individual and each family to go and to be and to work among this people group. And so just really casting some vision for Laura and I of, you know, what is our call? What is our purpose? What is the Lord calling us to? And when the Lord gives you that call, you know, there's, you can endure the pain and the suffering or whatever situation you're in, and being able to just witness the selfless love that these folks gave into their families, into their ministries, into the work, the country, was a beautiful thing. And so that was just really great for our family to see. But I know I was there for several months, but there were leaders there, Ugandan leaders on the ground that were there with them day after day, week after week, year after year, that got to see that same identity of this is my call, that same identity of this is the Jesus that is alive and well in this place, and this is who I serve, and how that forms your identity in your life. And so certainly made an impact on me. I know many people went over there, and obviously the Ugandan leadership, but it still continues.
Very good.
I also came back engaged. Shane helped me pull that one off, so that was a big impact on my life too. So
way to go. Yeah. Very, very productive trip. That's wonderful. We all have a shape, it's been said, and our shape is determined by our spiritual gifts, by our heart, our particular passion for things, by our abilities, by our personalities. But also a part of that is our experiences. Guys, talk to us a little bit about how the experience of living and serving in Uganda has shaped you personally and individually in an ongoing way, and how those experiences have shaped and impacted your families.
Well, this question's one. This kind of question comes up, and it used to all the time when we would come back and visit, and I've heard my teammates talk about it too. So the experience of living in another culture, going and trying to learn another language that was really hard to learn, and trying to learn how to serve and work in that context was extremely difficult in some ways, but it was really good for us because we knew we had to depend on God. We knew that we could not do this on our own. And you're made aware really quick of how weak you are on your own. And you're made aware really quick just how much you need God to do it, because you just keep fumbling through. I mean, imagine the first couple of years, we're speaking like two-year-olds. And yet, people are coming to Jesus. How does that happen? Not by my might or power, but by God's, right? And so that was an incredible thing to experience and to realize we can't serve on our own, and we can't even make it on our own. We need God. And then secondly, I would say the team. This team is my family. And to be a family together and to need one another, to depend on one another, to be on mission together, to be a family doing God's mission together, I cannot even describe in words how powerful and what a blessing that was. And then even in my life, when I was at my hardest point of brokenness and the most difficult struggle of my life, this team held me up and restored me and loved me. And it's just an incredible experience to be able to have done it with all these guys.
Okay. Shane, thank you. Nick, what would you add?
Wow, I definitely echo all of that, but also just living among people group in Southwest Uganda for 10 years, tremendous impact on us and our family. Our children got to witness harsh realities of life that they may not have seen as clearly or as quickly here in the States. And I remember a time, Renee and I were talking about this a couple days ago, of Luke, our son, who is 2 and 3 years old in those early years, going out in the village with her, and then maybe at the age 4, him seeing someone that was suffering in some particular way and just saying, Mom, I want to pray for that person. And just the compassion it started to generate through opportunities and experiences that were very unique for where we were and what we experienced at that time. Again, we could not have done it without it being on a team and in a larger family, serving and working together.
And Will, I mean, you and Sean, I know a lot of wonderful experiences. A lot of wonderful experiences. You also experienced the death of a child, Truett, while you were there. You were in an automobile accident. Talk to us a little bit about how your time in Uganda shaped you.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that, that our families learned, very similar things. But yeah, I think, and just an eternal perspective that we all gained in living there, experiencing harsh realities, living in a culture where I didn't know a single person who hadn't lost a very close family member, whether it's a sibling or a child or a parent at a young age or something like that. And then having gone through it ourselves, there was an empathy that we then had that our kids could relate to people in a different way, and that their life experience just totally changed. And as difficult as it was, the blessing that it is for our family and this hope that we have, that we're, I don't feel our family clinging to this life like I used to, because this isn't the end. And so, and you don't see it there immediately when you get on the ground. They don't cling to life like we cling to life here, because they know there's something better. Yeah. And so that hope is huge that we learned. So we're very thankful for that.
Thank you for sharing that, Will. Yeah. So we've been talking about Uganda, the Onkoli people group, and 17 different churches that have been established. But let's talk individuals for a moment. Can you name a national, name a personality that really sort of impacted you and would be a good name for us to know, a good face for us to see?
I'll go first. There's two guys that come to my mind that were two of my closest friends, and you would never see either of these two guys leading at this moment, leading, you know, prayers in church or preaching or anything like that. But two of my dearest friends there are named Ronald and Godfrey. And these guys, one of them trains dogs for a living. The other one is a motorcycle taxi driver. And these guys take Jesus into their workplace. And that is one of the things that has been, I mean, they were mentoring me as I watched them go, and they come back and we'd have Bible studies on Wednesday night and talk about the people that they were having conversations with and challenging these other guys who drive motorcycle taxis to treat their wives better and to they should start coming to church or come with us and have a Bible study together. And Ronald, as he embraces his whole community that he lived in, is now leading a Bible study every week in his home. And people are coming there, and he just trains dogs for a living. And so seeing these guys that are leading behind the scenes, but people are coming to know the Lord because of the way they're living their life as they just do life, which is what we're all called to do.
Yeah.
And so that has a huge impact.
You think of the statement where Paul told the people in Thessalonica that, you know, work hard, mind your own business, and in your own community, you make a difference. You let your light shine. That's wonderful. Nick?
The young man who's now an older man but still looks young is a man named Joseph Byarahanga. Many of you who have been over to visit know who this is. He's a spiritual giant in my eyes, and yet he's only about 4'11". Very short, but very much a ball of energy on fire for God. I met him when he was in his late teens, lost his father, 4 younger brothers and a sister. And in those coming years, began to see a man be transformed right before my eyes to love Jesus and to carry Jesus to his family and neighbors. His sister was a practicing Muslim at the time. She came to know Christ through him. And his brothers have fallen as well in his footsteps. And we see a man who is not just in love with Jesus, but knows how to praise him and exalt him even in tough times, and who is discipling others to love him in the same way.
Yeah, it's hard. Some of these guys we're talking about, like, to try to convey to you guys what incredible leaders and people there are in Uganda. And, like, we would come back and, you know, on furloughs, and people would, you know, encourage us and say, you guys are so great, you know. And we would say, no, if you knew Joseph, like, these guys belong in the Hebrews Hall of Faith passage to us. Like, they're just incredible guys. And I would talk about Richard Kweyamba. He was a guy I met as we were just driving to a village that became one of our first preaching points, and he was just along the road, and he came along, and he was just, you know, wasn't even someone I was trying to meet, but we met him, and then he became a church leader. He moved to town, is now one of the core leaders. He's an elder, along with Hannington Noe, who you heard earlier, elders at the town church. Richard is incredibly teachable. He would take up whatever time we had, and he would sit there and say, teach, or he's incredibly humble. And he just soaks it up, and now he's an incredibly teachable, humble leader who God is using to do great things in Uganda. And he's just a guy who was on the side of the road who needed a ride, and God knew he wanted him to lead those churches.
That's really inspirational, really encouraging, and just to know that those names, those faces, it's multiplied times over by God's stories of bringing people to the message of the gospel into his kingdom. Okay, as we get close to winding down here, first of all, let me go to you. You know, here we are at the 20-year mark. You're serving as our outreach minister. You're kind of in, you know, the crosshairs of all these conversations. What now? What now in terms of the Uganda effort, the Uganda mission, and our connection there?
Absolutely. And I mean, to put it in terms of kind of a relationship analogy, I mean, when these guys got there, there were babies, and they're you know, feeding them milk and spoon feeding them. And the relationship has drastically changed, because now we've got really young adults on the ground, and we even have mature leaders like a Joseph and a Richard and a Pastor Noe who led us in communion today. And so the dynamic has changed greatly. And so we're much more partners in the work, and just coaching and mentoring and really sharpening each other, as we've mentioned. I mean, we're learning from them just as they're learning from us. And so really it's an exciting new season ahead, where if we look back, we can see that there's been over 2,000 disciples made. I mean, that's like another First Colony Church of Christ on the other side of the world, and these 17 healthy churches that are out there. These leaders gather on a monthly basis, and what's exciting is now it's not just the missionaries that are leading these trainings and the discipleship, but it's the Ugandan leaders that are primarily leading these trainings. And so just seeing the development of where we were, where we are, it's really exciting to see. I mean, we have Andrew Martin and Amy Jo are on the ground there. They're planning to still be there for another 2 or 3 years. Again, just kind of mentoring, coaching, helping see that through to that sustainable movement. But they're doing a phenomenal work. Some of the things that just have recently occurred, we talked about the famine that has greatly affected the lands. I mean, that's a people that their greatest asset is that land that they live off of. And so, again, just another example of the Ugandan leadership. They're the ones that saw this need, identified it, brought it to the church, and have coordinated the efforts to be able to go and take care of these families that are literally starving. And so a big thanks to First Colony. We were able to provide food for 4 months to 30 families, and so that was a tremendous help. But instead of coordinating it through this guy, you know, we were able to coordinate it through Livingston, through Richards, through these guys that are on the ground, the Ugandan leaders. And so, you know, some really exciting change there. Yeah. One other partnership I'll throw out is a group called Tutapona, which is a group that is serving the Sudan refugees that are flooding across the border, just coming out of horrific situations, and serving the physical needs, spiritual needs, the mental needs. At the end of last year, we were able to provide them an office space, and it is in full swing now. They are using that space and being able to provide great Christian counseling for all these folks that are coming out of Sudan. So another unique partnership of some of the work there.
Very, very good. Grant, thank you for that. All right, last thing. You guys said you wanted to talk just a little bit about the impact of our partnership, the First Colony partnership with you guys over the last few years. And it's been our joy, certainly been our privilege and honor. And what is it that you guys wanted to say?
Yeah, right from the very beginning, our team, the original three families, were blessed to be able to spend that year here at First Colony. And some of you were here at that time 20 years ago, and it was just an incredible year. An incredible foundation was laid for our team and for the whole mission work of Uganda. They have a proverb there in Uganda where they say, "Ingadibidi nokunabasana," which means two hands help each other wash. And so while we were able to go, we needed the other hand here, able to send, and able to pray, and able to offer wisdom, and counsel, and direction, and support. And it was just a great cooperative effort that just, I think, not only blessed the Uganda mission work, I think it's been something that's been a blessing to this church from what I've heard over the years. And I'm thankful for what God has been able to do through that.
I know for me, one of the things I had to be careful about in our time in Uganda, as we hung out with a lot of other missionaries sent by different organizations and different churches, was that we couldn't talk about you guys very much because you did such a good job of supporting us. It created jealousy and envy and damaged our relationships often with our other brothers and sisters because they were jealous of how much you guys took care of us. I mean, my family, when we did lose our son Truett, I don't even know how we got back to the U.S. I don't know how much the plane tickets cost. I don't know who took care of getting Truett's body back here to be buried up in Michigan. All the different details that went into it, you guys took care of it. And you supported us through the most difficult times in our life. You guys supported us in all of our families getting there, getting back, all the different things that we needed along the way. You're always there, and we are always confident that if we had needs, we had you to support us. And so we thank you so much for caring for us that way. Again, I see people over there that are not, that can't say the same thing. They are in very difficult situations not being supported the way that you guys do. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, and just, I could just ditto all of that, what you guys did for us and the support. And it wasn't, the cool thing is it wasn't just financial support, though that was substantial. It was your hearts were with us, and we felt a part of you, and for good or ill, I'm still here a part of you. So, though you keep getting me further away again, so I'm wondering about that. But it was just incredible, and again, we would just say thank you. And we would say, if I could say one more thing, is that continue praying for the work in Uganda, the Christians, your brothers and sisters who are there, the leaders who are there. You know, we're having a nice 20-year moment, and we should celebrate it, but it's not done. God is going to do greater things in the next 20 years than he could have done while we were there. And we're fully confident about that, but we ask for your prayers for that.
Okay. Well, everybody, thank you so much for what you had to share today. Thank you for your hearts. Thank you for your great work that has gone on to this entire team and others represented today through their photos. And let me just say to this church, thank you for your partnership in the gospel. Your tithes, your offerings, you make this possible. It's the sacrifice, dollars, and cents of God's people that serve as fuel for the kingdom of God. And some people can go in a hands-on way. Others are sent. And you make the sending possible. God bless you for your faithful giving. God bless you for your generosity, for your partnership in the gospel, and for making this good work and these good works happen.